I guess I should get back to Jesse Love. Now, he had his books. What kind of books did he...
Well, he, I have some of my Aunt Phoebe gave me. When the house was sold in 28, the possessions were divided amongst the children.
Yes.
And some they got, I guess they already told you now, some got certain books, some got other books.
Sure.
And there was a bit of ill will about some.
Oh, was it? So
they didn't know whether to break up some of the sets. For example, there was a Shakespeare set.
Oh, yes.
For Shakespeare, all the comedies, dramas, and books, and all the rest of it. So when you mentioned the books, he had those. There's books which I got from my Aunt Phoebe. She wanted to give me some of these other books. And they were history of England.
Oh.
And they're actually pictures of wrecks, you know, the torture weapons, and all the history of England. They go up to about, I think the latest poets can be about 1850.
Oh, really?
So they could have come across with him.
With Jesse. So he was quite an educated man.
I always thought of him as a gentleman.
Yeah.
Even though, well, their family had money in England.
Yes.
But he was apprenticed out of the draper shop.
In a draper shop. Ah. Yeah.
You didn't like that sort of thing.
And then take up dairying and farming finally.
Well, the way they used to, they had courage, you know.
Yeah.
Not knowing what they were coming into, however. But that's an aside again. Getting away from the furniture. But we're talking about books. Pipe smoking was one of his things. He wasn't a hunter, although his sons were, because they would naturally have to get ducks.
Yes, yes.
Deer.
Yeah, the photograph album to show lots of hunting trips.
Oh, yes, that. But he himself, he didn't enjoy hunting.
No.
And he had his books and his pipes. And I remember his lying down in the... I'm just getting away from this, aren't I? excuse me. Lying down in the kitchen, and he had a settee made for him, sort of a...
would have been like a lounge?
Lounge, that's right, with two ends coming up in the back and padded with the, looked like leather or something like that. Not true leather, just fabric sort of thing. And he'd always go down for his nap after lunch there.
and just relax.
Yes, that was when, because he worked enough. He liked to keep active.
Yeah.
He lived to a good old age, so I think he kept blood going through his body quite well. But he would lie down there and have a little rest after dinner.
Do you remember? Go ahead.
And
the lounge was in the kitchen?
Yeah, it was in the kitchen, you know. It would be on the wall, the furthest wall away from the main part of the house where the
Against the wall where the stove
there
was.
There was a window here, and then the wall came along here. The settee went in that corner. Right there. He used to enjoy that. That, I think, was, well, I know it was definitely there, and long recollections of that in the old house.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the kitchen, though. Living there.
That's all right. We've kind of finished up the dining room, I think. Yeah. Oh, I should just mention with the dining room, there were some sideboards in the dining room, weren't there?
No. My father bought one in the 20s. It's not a... pretty piece, and I never really liked it. It was, my brother Bill got it, but he wasn't too fond of it either, so I have it over my house now, in West 62nd.
Right.
But it was placed right where the stairs go upstairs, you know, then there's a wall over
the closet door.
It was put there.
Right after the stove was removed, I would take it,
after central heating was in. But Was there a sideboard? Well, my sister had one, but of course that's even later. Was there a sideboard in there when my grandfather was there? I don't recollect it, because when that dining room table was out, and it's not a very wide
room,
and I don't, there might have been one there, I can't.
Okay. I think you mentioned last time I was talking to you, there was a chair, like a lounge chair or just a recline. I'm not sure if it was a recliner, but it was just a...
For my grandfather?
Yeah, you mentioned something about a
wicker chair with a sheepskin over it.
Oh, that was it. And was that by the window? Or was it...
No, that was closer to the stove, if I remember correctly, where it would be warmer.
Right, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, and that was his chair.
Uh-huh.
And there was a sheepskin.
Of course, he was really close to his pipe rack then, I guess.
Certainly.
You don't remember the brand of tobacco he liked, do you? No.
But he had one of the syncrasies on his later years. He used to like to go down to a public market on Fridays.
Uh-huh.
Take a taxi down and a taxi back. One deluxe shop. And sometimes have a drink downtown, and sometimes... This was after, of course, he didn't work.
Yes.
So he retired. And he'd maybe buy some fish, he'd buy a... We used to enjoy the occasional drink.
Sure.
Joe Watson would come up and play.
Would that have been the fireman, Joe Watson?
Joe Watson, he worked for the municipality. Did I
No.
No, he was a friend of my father. He was quite a character, too.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I could talk about both of them. he used to play crib, come up every night and play crib with my father.
Uh-huh.
But he worked for the municipality. Digging ditches and making roads and so on.
So with the works crews.
Yeah, I may have mentioned to either you or
Colin,
about his walking from here to North Burnaby and before going to work, getting up at 5 o'clock, walking to get to work at 7 o'clock, working all day there on the roads with the pickaxe and shovel and walking back, having a little rest and a bit of a nap while his wife made dinner,
mm-hmm.
and he'd come up most nights, not every night of course, play crib with my grandpa. And that was the highlight of their day.
So your grandpa enjoyed crib?
Yeah, oh yes. He's a very good player too.
Uh-huh.
We all learned crib. I played crib with, filled in with Mr. Watson.
Oh yeah.
Joe Watson and his grandpa sometimes. And we learned the game quite well.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's where I learned it. And I remember one night Joe Watson got a 29 hand.
Oh, really?
Do you play crib?
No, I don't, but
that's
I can imagine it's lovely.
The best hand you can get. It comes very rare. I've never had one in all the time I've played. He got a 29 hand. And he just slammed on his cards and had another drink, and he said, I'm not touching another card tonight. And they all had a drink to it, and they toasted
the 29 hand.
As far as I know,
very rare
Jesse
hand.
Didn't get one.
No.
Not that I know, he might have. But he did enjoy his crib.
Uh-huh.
And then Joe died. He died before my grandfather died.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an adopted son, Radford Bowlesby. And I remember one night, came up for a crib. This is an aside, do you mind?
No, not at all. Go right ahead. It's all the history of Burnaby.
And he had been papering, helping his wife paper the walls and the ceiling. And you know how they have saw horses and had a forge across. And he was holding the seat, the paper up for the ceiling, and his wife was holding the other end. I don't know whether he stepped off, but in any case, the paste. They had the bucket of paste on the board and all the paper and it's all tipped up. It was a hell of a mess. He just stomped out of the place and told his wife, you clean it up, whatever his name was, and I'm going to jump.